Now, the Morris Minor was launched on this day in 1928. Richard McKellar is the owner of the Morris Minor Garage in Harcourt, Victoria. My question for you, Mr. McKellar, is which came first, the Morris Minor or the Morris Major?
Oh, well, hello, Clive. Look, definitely the Morris Minor.
Did they call it the Morris Minor from the outset?
Well, look, in 1928, it was definitely the Morris Minor. But in 1948, they actually re-released the Morris Minor. And of course, it was actually called the Mosquito for a minute or two. But then Richard Morris made sure it was called the Morris Minor. So, but it was released in 1928.
Did that look like the later one, the one that I grew up with, the 28 one, similar shape?
No, the one in 1928 was a very vintage car looking, very boxy little car, and it was actually launched to compete directly with the Austin 7, because in 1923, Herbert Austin released the Austin 7, which really started the small car market, and it wasn't until 1928 that William Richard Morris decided to go head-to-head with Austin. And he was determined to build a better car, so he built the Morris Minor, which in actual fact was a much better car. It was an overhead valve, overhead cam engine. It was quite a sporty little car in its day.
Yeah, the thing is, Richard, the word minor implies a major. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Agreed?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
And there was no major at the time of the minor?
No, there wasn't. No.
Yeah. What was the first Morris vehicle overall? Was that it?
Well, no, the first Morris vehicle was in 1913, and it was probably a Morris Cowley or something like that. And it was really the start of the whole, the whole William Richard Morris empire of cars, which became British Motor Corporation, which became Leyland, which all fell over eventually. But it was 1913 was the first Morris car.
All right, putting aside that we were different people in those days, the Morris Minor Sav around 1945, 1950, what were they like to drive?
Oh, look, they're a wonderful car to drive. Look, the Morris Minor, as we know it today, was released in the Earls Court Motor Show in 1948, and they were a lovely car to drive. Now, one of the reasons why they were such a nice car to drive is the designer, Alex Isagonis, who actually designed the Mini. When he first designed the car, it was much skinnier than what we know now, and he actually widened the car at last minute by 4 inches, and that gave the car sort of wonderful road-holding manners. But also, too, the wheels were much smaller than a normal car at the time, so it had 14-inch wheels and rack and pinion steering and independent front suspension, so it was really sort of quite ahead of its time, and so much so that they're actually going to call it an MG at one point there, but it became, William Morris said, no, it had to be a Morris Minor, So it was marketed as Morris Minor.
So when did the Major come along?
Oh, I think the Major was a little later, probably in about 1948. Again, I think they released the Minor, the Major, and I think the Oxford, I think. So they basically released three cars that were all that sort of similar sort of round teapot shape.
It's interesting, Richard. I can remember exactly where I was, outside the Metropole Hotel at Katoomba, on my way home from school in about 1956, and I saw a flashing light on the side of a car. It was a Morris Major, and I worked out there's a blinker to show where you're going. I think they were one of the first, weren't they?
That's right. Well, they were sort of called a trafficator that sort of popped out the side.
No, this was the flashing light.
Oh, this is the flashing light. Okay, there you go. Well, that was very very ahead of its time.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I thought, that's a good idea. So, so what variations were in the Morris Minor? They have the odd little excursion where they did something special. I know they had a lovely little wooden-sided estate car.
Exactly. Well, they had quite a fleet of little cars, really. They had two-door cars, four-door convertibles, which are quite popular, utes and vans.
Utes? Wonderful. How wonderful. What would you carry? An average Australian in the back now, wouldn't you?
You put a couple of bales of hay in the back, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they were quite popular. But a lot of people don't really realise that a lot of the cars were actually indeed made in Sydney, were actually made in Zetland.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so they were, in 1950 they started, basically assembling them in Sydney at the old Sydney racecourse in Zetland there. And even though they were an English car, really, but they were had a lot of Australian content in them and assembled in Australia, for sure.
Was the government subsidising each vehicle like they did have done recently?
I'm not too sure. I really don't know, but I'm pretty sure it was a bit standalone at the time.
Which is the one that people would that like Morris Minors would like to have? Is there one particular year, one particular model, one particular style?
Oh, well, look, it's a good question. It's a little bit horses for courses, but I suppose people like the romanticism of a 1948 sort of low light, you know, a convertible. So it's a lovely looking car, very streamlined. Now, it's a lovely looking car, but not a particularly good car to drive. But probably like a later Morris Minor 1000 convertible would be probably the one which is a more day to day driver car, and just super reliable and nice to drive. So it's one of those things that. But you know, every time I drive a Morris Minor, it just certainly puts a smile on your face.
Yeah, yeah. I like the steering wheel, the metal struts of the steering wheel. I like that. Really. Tell me, having a convertible, they're a bit ambitious to think of that for Europe, don't you think?
Yeah, I do think so. I wonder, you know, how they sold in the UK.
Yes.
Because a lot of the cars didn't have heaters.
Oh, really? Now, tell me, did they ever race these? Did some enthusiasts do things to them and race them?
Yeah, look, a little bit. They didn't have a huge racing history. Actually, I think it was Pat Moss, I think, did some rallying in a Morris Minor in the 50s, I think.
Really?
So,
you're joking.
Yeah, but there was sort of, you can hot them up a bit and you can get them going a bit. And certainly, they do hill climbs and things like that. But you
don't do that to old cars. You leave them alone, don't you?
Well, that's what I do. I'm a bit of a purist.
I mean, if I see an FJ, I don't want the wheels to be reversed. I want it to look exactly the way they were when new. If I ever had money, I'd buy something like an FJ, even though the lack of power steering would break your arms. More people would look at that parked in its pristine condition with spats like a Morris Minor, a good nick, than a modern car. You just look and you say, hey, look at that.
Look at that. Well, it's funny because every time I drive any of our cars, you pull up at a service station and it's a bit like bees to honey and people sort of come over and, they've all got Morris Minor stories. You try to sort of give everyone the time of day, but sometimes you just think, oh, crikey, look, I've just got to go.
Yes.
Lovely to meet you, but look, I've got to go, But it's a bit like that, I think, because they're an unusual car, but they're a very affordable classic car. This is the good thing about the Morris Minor, and the parts are readily available.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Mm. You don't have to fabricate. You can actually find them.
No, this is the thing. Years ago, the only way of finding really parts was buying another Morris Minor and taking the best, off one to another. But these days, they make fantastic reproduction parts, and they're beautifully crafted parts. And you can buy everything that you ever want for a Morris Minor, and they're really good, cost-effective, affordable classic, I think. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. Great to talk to you. Thank you. And happy birthday for your car.
Thank you so much, Clive. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Richard McKellar, he's the owner of the Morris Minor Garage in Harcourt, Victoria. It's about 20 minutes from Bendigo and about 1.5 hours from Melbourne. It says it's an ideal rally destination with many local tourist attractions with a short driving distance from the garage. It's in Harcourt, central Victoria. It's open to community groups and car clubs by appointment. Aye, there. My appointment. I'm sorry. I say you don't appear to have an appointment. Would you mind leaving the premises? The garage is also home to Windrush Park Olive Oil and the studio and garden of renowned artist Claire McKellar. So there you are. It's the birthday. Morris Minor was launched on this day in 1928. It's still got a good look, and I think they appear occasionally in a heartbeat for the occasions I look at it on the old TV.